A telephone book group for blind and partially sighted people in Scotland is being launched to combat the loneliness and isolation many might feel in the approaching winter months. Organised by the Sightloss charities, the Macular Society and RNIB Scotland, the group's members will be able to choose from the wide-ranging catalogue of RNIB Talking Books library and join in lively weekly discussions as part of the Winter Warm Book Group. Susan Byrne, Community Coordinator with RNIB Scotland, is helping launch this engaging initiative and she joins me on the line now. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Paulina.
So where did the idea for the Winter Warmer Book Group come from? It's really interesting.
Yeah, well, it all came from the work we've been doing with Hazel McFarlane at the Macular Society. And as you said, this book group is in partnership with Macular. And we've worked before to set up other book groups in Ayrshire, and those groups met face to face before the current restrictions, but they make a great transfer to the phone. And we know it's going to be a tough winter this year, so the Community Connection team have been looking at lots of ways to keep people involved and connected with others. We've been carrying out wellbeing calls to check in with people, and books are constantly mentioned on those calls as an absolute lifeline. So it seemed a really good fit. They're always also a really great icebreaker for people who don't know each other yet, like the folk on this call is going to be, and a great way of introducing people sometimes back to reading, but also to the RNIB library.
So is this group open to anyone?
In theory it is, yes, although we will have to manage numbers to keep it as an enjoyable experience. But we're certainly looking at running two groups if there's enough demand. And while we would love to hear from anyone interested in joining a book group, we are really keen to hear from people who are not already engaged with some of the other group calls and who are more likely to be at risk of isolation. But yes, we'd love anyone to get in touch, as it's a great introduction to the work in the Community Connections. And there might be other services as well that we can offer.
So what exactly can we expect when we join the group?
Well, in Scotland already, we have three other book groups going. So for our first meeting of this new Winter Warmers group, we thought, as well as getting to know each other, we compiled a list of several books which have been popular with these other groups to help get us going and get a bit of discussion. We will read out some summaries from all those popular books and the group will have a discussion about them, and then they'll decide themselves which one or possibly two they want to read for the next meeting. We'll also help at that first meeting with any worries or concerns people have about issues around accessing books.
Yeah, because not everyone has used the RNIB library before, or some of us are not that great with technology.
Yeah, I'm one of those. We will speak to everyone before the first meeting, and we've started to do that because we've got some people signed up already. And if we need to, we will help them sign up to the library and have a chat about how they are going to access their books if it's the first time they've done that. It will be up to the individual to decide how they want to listen, whether that's on a Daisy player or their USB player, or some might have an iPad or a tablet. But we'll have that chat, give some advice, and of course signpost to our helpline or our Tech for Life team if that's needed.
So how often will the group meet? You mentioned the first meeting is kind of coming up soon as well.
It is. So the first one is on the 9th of November, which is a Monday, and they're going to be in the evening at 6 o'clock, because I know sometimes the evenings can be particularly long for folk. They're going to be monthly. We're also lucky to have lots of great volunteers helping, so if we find that the group wants to continue after the winter, because it is a kind of winter offer from November through to February initially, but if the group wants to continue, and I think they probably will, then we hope that a group member with some support of our volunteers will be willing to keep that going.
And there is much more going on within the charity as well. It's not just the book group. There's also some potential calls coming up.
Yes, that's right. We've got a Winter Warmer programme, and certainly all the Community Connection teams across the UK are making sure there's plenty to get involved with over the winter. For us in Scotland, we've been hosting daily conference calls, and we'll look to increase those over the winter months. So there's, for example, some local geographic calls for the Forth Valley, for Glasgow and Edinburgh. We've also got a number of themed calls, like a film group, a football group. We've got singing group and also a quiz. So the calls are, they're a really great way. They can break up your day, provide a bit of peer support. You get a chance to hear some different voices if you're at home all day. And you often get a good laugh, which we really need at the moment. So you really do feel part of a community. And yes, we're also hosting a Christmas Day quiz and a New Year's Day quiz. And again, all of this work is done alongside the help of our fantastic volunteers who've really been vital in supporting us all during this time.
So that's lots going on, and there's also a very exciting challenge, which actually personally I've picked it up as well, but would you mind telling us a bit more about it?
Oh yeah, that's the Stepvember challenge. So RNIB launched the Stepvember challenge for us as staff. So that's trying to increase your step count and get moving during the month of November. But we thought in Scotland it would also be a great idea for our volunteers and community members, because we've been hearing on the wellbeing calls, some folk have been, it's been a struggle to get out of bed maybe some days, people can't leave the house. So just to try and get people up and moving. So that kicked off yesterday as a fun 1st of November. We've got six teams in our community connection teams with around 50 people taking part. And it's been a real lift, particularly at the moment. Our teams have met over the phone for a wee pep talk, and they're going to have a midweek motivator, and then we'll submit our cumulative scores each week. And the main principle is just really a bit of enjoyment, a team spirit. You're getting in a team with people you might not have known before, and just to get a bit more mobile. So it might be laps around your living room, or some arm repetitions, just or outdoor walks for those that can. Just really, as I say, to get a wee bit more mobile. And if it goes well during November, then we'll certainly look to keep it going for future months as well.
So that's so many interesting things going on, so many things that we can get involved with. So to do so and get some more information perhaps about the Winter Warmer book group or anything else going on with the community, what's the best place to go?
Well, if you're interested in the Winter Warmer book group or what's happening in Scotland specifically, then you please just get in touch with me on 07864 958 240, or you can email susan.byrne@rnib.org.uk, and our team will really be delighted to help and to hear from you. Or to get involved in community connections in your own area, you can phone the helpline on 0303 123 9999, and they will put you in touch with your local community connection coordinator.
That's fantastic. So that helpline number again is 0303 123 9999. But in the meantime, RNIB Scotland's Susan Byrne, thank you for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, thanks very much, Paulina.